This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringleze Daily. Welcome back. Well, hello, hello. What is up, my students? Happy Friday. Yes, the end of the week is finally here. If you're someone who works from Monday to Friday, you might be feeling relieved. If you love your job, you might be stressed like, oh no, I have to stop working. But come on, I'm just messing around. In any case, happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, it's Friday. That means we're going to be speaking a little bit faster than normal. But I'm sure most of you guys can keep up. By the way, today is May 10th, 2024. And let's get started with a translation challenge. Would you know how to translate the following sentence? Non mi sono reso conto quanto avrei imparato dopo la scuola. Let me read that one more time. Non mi sono reso conto quanto avrei imparato dopo la scuola. And by the way, when I make translation challenges, guys, no one checks my Italian. So if I make mistakes in Italian, I appreciate the corrections that you guys write for me sometimes. For example, in this sentence, I'm wondering, is it better to say non mi sono reso conto di quanto avrei imparato? But this is the beauty of learning languages, right? And I also want to point out, even though my sentence in Italian might or might not be correct, I am certain that everyone understands what I'm trying to say, and that is the important thing. And it's the same thing with you in English. Even if you don't say a sentence perfectly correctly, chances are if you use the vocabulary necessary, people are going to understand you. And at the end of the day, the goal is to be understood. The goal is to communicate. That is a little side note. But finally, it is time to begin today's episode with today's one big thing. And let me start it with a question. Do adults keep learning? We all know that growing up, we go to school, probably from around age 5 to age 22, 24, 26. Most humans on Earth are going to school. And what do you do at school? You learn. Teachers teach. Students study. But my question is, do adults keep learning? What happens when you graduate? What happens when you drop out of school? You get a job. Do you keep learning? It might seem like a simple, basic question, but I want everyone to ask themselves this question. Some people are probably under the assumption that when you close your books and you graduate from school, you don't learn anything else. You're just done. No one's going to teach you anything else, right? That's it. This is the maximum knowledge you will ever get. And we don't necessarily make this assumption actively. This could also be unconscious. We just assume, okay, well, school is done, so I'm done learning. And I used to have that assumption as well. But I remember one of my teachers in high school pointed something out to me. And he said, you guys might think that learning is something that only kids do. And then when you turn 20, you stop learning and you go on into the world and you get a job and you stay at that job and then that's it. But he assured me and all the other students that the learning would not stop. Or at least it shouldn't stop. I think it is harder to access learning after school because you're not committing 8 hours a day to studying something. And you're probably busy doing a job. That's true. But I personally do not want to keep learning. I don't want to stop learning ever. If I'm lucky enough to reach the age of 90, I want to be learning something when I'm 90 years old. And I almost named today's episode, I Love Learning, but I wanted to change it to the question, do adults keep learning? But the truth is, I do love learning. And that's why when I watch something on, you know, I don't watch TV, but on a streaming service, I guess we can say, I generally prefer nonfiction. I like nonfiction because it's real, it's true, it's based in reality. It's not a fictional story. That's why it's called nonfiction. And the reason I like nonfiction is because you can learn something. Even if it's a story from the past, it's true and it's real, and you're learning something historical, possibly. I like history as a topic. I like current events. I even like scientific or mathematical topics, astronomy. There's even videos about someone explaining some algebra or some geometry problem. And I find those videos interesting just because I'm learning something, I'm challenging my brain, I want to see someone else's thought process. And I think it's important to be aware of this and keep this in mind. So I want everyone to think about, well, what's something I would like to know more about? And when you realize what you want to know more about, you should go and learn about it. Then again, not everyone is the same. I'm sure there are people who don't want to spend their free time, quote unquote, studying. Even though you don't need to open a notebook and take notes, you can just, for example, I like watching videos. I know it sounds like a questionable activity. It sounds like it's unproductive, but watching videos can be productive if the video is informative, educational, interesting, and those are the videos that I like to watch. But as I was saying, some people don't want to spend their time stimulating their brain in a quote-unquote productive way. Some people literally just like to turn their minds off and use the bare minimum brain power because it's relaxing. And I completely understand that too. And don't get me wrong, I have moments where I don't want to use my brain. And I do want to watch, you know, some trash reality TV show where it's like, okay, I'm obviously not learning anything, but I'm relaxing my brain. Obviously, that has its benefits as well. I'm not claiming that every second of every day we have to be productive by any means, but I would encourage everyone to keep learning. Don't give up. Learning is so beneficial and it feels so good. It's kind of the purpose of life for me. My purpose of life is discovering more about the world and answering questions to my curiosities. I'm a very curious person, and when I answer those questions, I feel a small dose of satisfaction. And then I look for more answers to more questions. That's literally the purpose of life, in my opinion. I know not everyone has to share that purpose of life, but I would make the claim that learning feels good. And that's something that makes me happy when you consider my job as well. I am a teacher, and with me, people learn. That's really satisfying to me as well. Some of my students are in their later years in life, probably, you know, even 80, 85, 90. I have some students of that age, and I'm so happy to have students of that age. I have some students who are in their teens. So that's the proof right there. Doesn't matter how old you are, you can keep learning and you can keep adding to your brain. We have brains, so let's use them, you know? I love being a teacher because I'm giving. I feel like it's a gift to give people information and knowledge. And I personally love receiving information and knowledge, but I also love giving it. That's why I became a teacher. When I learned Italian, I felt the gift of Italian. I was communicating in another language. That's a very special feeling in my brain. And when I had that gift in my possession, I was like, I want to give this back to Italians. That is literally why I am now an English teacher for Italian people. It might sound cheesy, but guys, that's the truth. And I guess now would be the best time to tell you that, yes, you can learn with me at my school. My school is called Bringlese Academy. I do live lessons twice a week. I have courses. So many Italians have already been helped, and we're going to keep helping more and more Italians. If you want to learn with me, check out bringlese.com. With that being said, let's continue with today's question of the day. It's a very fun question. It is, if you could instantly become an expert in any subject, what would it be and why? What subject would you like to instantly become an expert in? I should have thought about this one before recording because a lot of ideas come to mind. And I guess the one that I'm focused on the most would be learning to play the piano. Imagine being an expert in the piano. That would be amazing. You'd have such a deep knowledge of music, the theory of music, but most importantly, you could play beautiful, beautiful music. That is a gift as well. That would be amazing. Anytime there's a piano, you just play beautiful music. Obviously, it takes years and years and years and hour after hour of practice to become an expert in the piano. But the question was if I could instantly become an expert. Sounds pretty nice, but unfortunately, the world does not work like that. You guys always leave me such nice comments. Feel free to leave a comment telling me what subject you would like to become an expert in. Of course, I'm curious to know about that, and I want to learn what you guys would like to become experts in. But let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. I will remind you, the sentence was, non mi sono reso conto quanto avrei imparato dopo la scuola. So to say this sentence in English, I would say, I didn't realize how much I would learn after school. This is a classic example of a very famous English verb tense, future in the past. In the past, I didn't realize how much in the future I would learn. Ignore the Italian grammar. I know you say avrei imparato, but in English, I said I would learn. It's like I said imparerei, but I said avrei imparato. So why isn't it I would have learned? Because in the future and the past, we just use a simple would. I would learn. I didn't realize in the simple past how much, by the way, with verbs, we want to use how much. There's no adjective here. How much I would learn dopo la scuola, after school. So if I read this sentence at full speed, it would be, I didn't realize how much I would learn after school. And that is today's translation challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Enjoy your weekends as well, and we will be back for a brand new episode on Monday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. So be sure to join me right then and there. It is always a pleasure to make these episodes for you guys. I really enjoy it, as I was explaining earlier, and I'm already looking forward to making another episode for Monday. So guys, one more time, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for listening. And as always, peace.